You're listening to The Owl on UCFM 87.8, live from Ngunnawal Country.
Hello, and we're back with another episode of Hear Owl About It live on UCFM. It's week 10, if you have been wondering, just by the way,
just in case.
I'm Leela, and today I'm joined by Tia and Tenzing.
Hello.
How are we?
Hello.
Good. That's like a fun order of names.
I know, right?
It rolls off the tongue very nicely.
LTT.
Yeah. Mm.
we sound like a band. So, Tenzing, your first time here.
Yes.
Welcome. We've kind of thrown you into the deep end, but I'm sure you'll survive.
I'm a good swimmer.
So for everyone out there, including ourselves, I guess, can you just tell us a bit about yourself and what you're studying?
I am studying journalism. I'm in my second year. I like news, people, politics, and I enjoy writing murder mysteries in my free time.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
Do you have like a favorite murder mystery that you've seen, or do you just like to write them?
No, see, I don't like reading and stuff much. I much more like going into my own imagination. So yeah, I'm not a don't. I partake in other ones, but it's more my own. I have more fun of.
I found it really funny that you also said you like people.
I do like people. People are great.
That's funny.
That's a good start. That's what you need in
general.
It's
debatable.
We'll debate that. That's fair.
So what's been hooting this week? Anything exciting?
Not really. I mean, for some reason, I keep thinking it's Tuesday. I did a booking for the Media Resource Centre and I booked it under Tuesday. And it was like, this day has passed. And I was so confused. And I was sitting next to my friend. I was like, why isn't it letting me book? And she was like, it's Wednesday. So that's where I'm at. A day behind.
Anything for you?
Not really. I'm a bit in mourning after the AFL. But
oh, dear.
As a Kiwi growing up, I'm quite happy with the rugby. So
right, yeah. Yes. I find rugby is more understandable than AFL and NRL.
That's fair.
Understanding they're the same game but different. But, you know.
Yeah.
Again, we should probably debate this with Tom next week when he's hosting.
Yes. He's going to watch the NRL live, he was telling me.
Oh.
He's going to give me a haul from the merch stalls. I'm pretty excited. That's all I was like, just tell me what you get.
I do know it's Penrith and Storm, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Okay, great. We know something.
Mm-hmm.
Success.
Tom can't trick us on that one. Yeah. We'll be right.
A 50-50 chance of getting that question right. Well, before we get into it, I've got some real or fake headlines for you.
Mm.
And everyone at home can also play along because you are listening to us anyway, online, ucfm.com.au, on campus 87.8 or on iHeartRadio. And if you find the real or fake headlines amusing, just let us know on our socials at @theowl_UC or at UCFM_87.8. I feel like I need screens for my screen.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, your water bottle's blocking it for me quite nicely.
Both of you can see it.
I'm not looking.
Yeah, we'll turn away.
Yeah.
I'll listen to you with my back to you.
The first one, a smelly penguin wins New Zealand's hard-fought bird election. Real or fake?
I want it to be real.
So do I. I have hope in the smelly bird in New Zealand.
I'll go fake though.
I think I'm going to go real.
There's no smelly penguins.
Have you smelt the zoo?
I can't say I have.
Tia is correct.
Duh.
It is real. So the yellow-eyed penguin won the country's fiercely fought avian election on Monday, 2 weeks ago now, offering hope to supporters of the endangered bird that recognition Aww. From its victory might prompt a revival of the species.
Imagine if they broadcasted like a debate between between the birds who are going for this.
And they are quite smelly. Sorry, Tenzing.
Oh, yep. Pity.
You should go to, what's the island in Melbourne? Phillip Island?
I don't know.
The Penguin Island?
Phillip yes.
Island.
I have not been to the island in Melbourne with the birds.
They do smell. Okay, second one. Live horses join first day veterinary students for anatomy lecture in Hungary. Real or fake?
No, I want this one to be more real.
I was going to say, if anything, this is more fake. How do you bring a horse to a lecture? I understand, like, bringing the smelly bird, but, like, I don't know how you'd bring a... How many, did it say how many horses?
No.
Interesting. I'm going to go fake.
I'm going real this time.
Tenzing's right this
time. Oh, yes.
It is true. They had a lecture hall in Budapest full of first-year veterinary students, eagerly taking their places for the first animal anatomy lesson of their academic careers, rather. And two full-grown horses clopped inside and joined the class.
That's so cute.
There's a photo of him, like, showing their teeth.
Oh, very nice.
See?
Aww. Say cheese. That would be fun, though.
Yeah. You know? Imagine if I was in, like, my first ever journalism lecture. I mean, I can't really bring horses to a journalism lecture, but, like, I don't know, bring in journalists.
Bring a real journalist. Yeah. This is what you want to
be. This is what they look like.
That would be pretty funny.
I agree.
Probably more
intimidating. Can we get that next year, please, for the first years?
Like, on a trolley. So funny.
You have to, like, pick them up and put them down.
Well, I think we're ready, so let's get into it. First, let's do crime. Hands up!
Cool.
See, I'm yeah, you don't doing
know.
Crime.
Yeah, there's fun, like, sounds for everyone. So I'm excited to hear what your sound is going to be.
Yeah, me too.
So question one. Trump has used newly released figures about migrants with criminal convictions to attack Democrats for the border policies under President Biden and Kamala Harris. What is he claiming?
I was just hoping this was a true or false question.
Are we claiming the numbers? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, anything you want to claim.
Right, okay. So is he claiming the eating the cats and dogs?
Oh, close.
Okay.
Is it something about, like, taking jobs or...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Some halfway there.
Taking jobs and houses, I don't know.
No.
It's not something extreme like taking out women or anything, is it?
Oh, it's kind of more down that line, no. Possibly.
I feel like he just says, like, every single
right?
terrible thing you could. Like, yeah.
Taking our freedom.
Of options here.
Yeah, I'll half point.
Oh my word!
I mean,
close.
We've got enough half points here for a full point.
So he's claiming that, quote, 13,000 convicted murderers entered our country during her 3.5-year period as border czar, and they were allowed to openly roam our country for freedom freely. End quote.
What was the answer, then? I'm really confused. What did you want us
so
to say?
So he's claiming that 13,000 convicted murderers are wandering around.
We were quite wrong.
But then obviously that is like false news and a misleading claim from Trump.
Talking about convicted criminals walking around.
Yeah, because the newly released figures were released by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE as it's known over there, which shows there are approximately 13,000 non-citizens convicted of homicide on their records. But the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, said the figures cover a number of years, which includes migrants who entered the US under the Trump presidency, as well as previous administrations. So it didn't just happen under Biden and Kamala Harris in her time in that role.
Interesting.
You know, he's stoking the fire.
Yeah, not surprised.
You know, Trump. Trump will be Trump.
Mm.
Question two. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs.
I'm so invested in all this. I'm feeling confident.
Has been behind bars in New York since pleading not guilty to federal sex trafficking charges. Since then, how many more alleged victims have come forward?
25.
I've heard something like over 100.
Oh, I think mine was that 25 have been like confirmed or something.
Yeah, so I'll give each of you half point, which is a point. So it's 120 for sexual misconduct allegations. They're saying it's allegedly 60 men and 60 women. And of that, 25 were underage.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
At the time.
Right.
Of the,
yes. Lovely.
So terrible.
Yeah, so he is, I guess it's alleged that he gave them horse tranquilizer. And then while they were at his parties, he did what he kind of just felt like doing.
Right.
So we shall see what happens there. His solicitors obviously think he's not done anything wrong, as any criminal lawyer do.
Have they explained the baby lotion?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
So we shall see what happens there with Sean Diddy Combs.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not like, I don't like rap, so I don't
No, neither do I. I don't care. I just like the drama. Yeah. And hearing someone bad get put away. That also
yes, true. Question three. A dad-to-be in Melbourne has been fined more than $1,100 after an unusual gender reveal party. What did they do as the gender reveal?
Really hitting us with these questions.
Yeah, I've got no idea. Do they
so, can we have
fire?
A clue?
We're in Australia. What do we like doing in Australia?
Barbies.
Oh, well,
that's That's not the thing I would have said.
Drinking.
Oh, yeah. Shooey.
Driving. Drinking and driving. Pushing.
Burnouts.
Oh. We like burnouts in
Australia. Oh, yeah. How did he do a thing with a burnout?
So he had, you know, like at, what's the car thing? Summoners.
Sorry. Yep.
Where they
Why
put the
you
smoke.
Look at me for this? I think that I am a
You're carpet. My new source.
Okay.
You know how they have the tires that does the smoke on the car?
Yes. Yes.
That's what they did with blue smoke.
Oh,
was
he's
it blue?
A boy.
Yeah, blue. Oh. So they're having a boy. But they had 30 people around, including children, gathered around the street, and then they took off. Doing a burnout, blue smoke going everywhere, and then the police were saying that's really unsafe, someone could have gotten hurt, which is all true, but you know. And then it's funny, there's a quote of the police officer saying, next time just do a cake. And it's like, well, that's boring.
To be fair, it's a lot better than some of the other
things,
like
the
bushfires
ones.
And stuff in the US. Like,
that's so
crazy. A few burnouts is not as bad.
But his Holden Commodore has been seized, and he has the fine.
Oh.
So probably not a good
not
start.
A good, yeah, I was going to say, not what you want when you're expecting.
You need to fit the baby chair in said vehicle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, this is a fun side note. We're all wearing, like, colours of pink or blue.
Ooh.
Fun fact.
Nice.
Sorry.
Question four. A Melbourne woman has returned a horror RBT reading ahead of the AFL Grand Final last Saturday. After police stopped her driving on the wrong side of the road, how many times over the legal limit was she?
Four.
Close.
Oh.
Five.
Correct.
Thank you.
So she was five times over. She blew 0.228. And it was the morning of the AFL was Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Saturday morning or late Friday night, should you want to do that. Driving on the wrong side of the road, directly at the police where they were set up to do their breath testing. So she should have just, you know, checked twice, made sure you go the right way,
or just
maybe
not.
Go a different route.
Yeah. Why was she doing too early? Like, either, like, I see the need for it after the game, like, either in mourning after the Swans or in victory, but, like, before is a bit key. Like, come on.
Maybe she felt like she didn't want to sit through it with her partner and she had to get prepared.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit sad.
If you're not an AFL supporter.
fair.
But she also has received, well, not really a fine. They've impounded her car at the cost of $1,445. Her license has been suspended and she's awaiting to be in court for drink driving charges as well.
So. I'd like to be there for that. I feel like that'd be a really interesting court case.
Right. She's like, I wasn't drunk. And it's like, excuse me.
You were on the wrong side of the road driving at the police.
You were upside down drunk.
Yeah.
And lastly, again, what do we like to do in Australia? Keep that in mind.
Barbecue? No.
An 18-year-old P. Plater has lost his license for going on an insane alleged hoon after recently receiving his license. How long has he had his P. plates for?
An hour.
kind of both, but not really. Right. It's more tier than Tenzing, sorry. Although it was less than 24 hours, so not
22 hours. Can we guess the hour, do you reckon?
They haven't specified. So they just said less than 24. But the young Carabar P. Plater fronted the ACT Magistrates Court for allegedly riding a motorcycle at 180 kilometres an hour in a 90-kilometre zone.
Ooh, that's
he
not
has
good.
Lost his licence.
Wait, how fast was it?
180.
Ooh.
In a 90, so double it.
Yeah, man.
He has lost his licence after only having it for, you know, some hours.
Yeah.
And the police have seized his motorcycle.
Ooh.
Do you think he will learn the lesson?
I'd hope so. I mean, I just won't be so embarrassed. Like, I have it right? for less than a day and then it gets taken off me. Because, like, I would have told everyone, like, yeah, I got my piece. And then it's like, the police took it off me because I was being stupid.
Think and about on a motorcycle, shame. Like, it's so dangerous.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah.
No. I could never get on. Even if I was going, like, 10 on a motorbike, I would be terrified.
Yeah.
I scare me. Two wheels, not enough.
No way. Mm. Definitely need three, at least. Or sidecar.
Yeah.
I always want to be in the sidecar. Well, that was crime. Hands up!
I feel like that was a good... I was stumped. I've learned a lot about what not to do.
No hooning. Rather no barbecue hooning. In Australia than hooning.
I'm pretty proud of us that we both said barbecue first.
I think there's hope yet then.
Yeah. That's what we went to first.
Well, given it's a day of firsts, Tenzing, this is the best song you will ever hear in your life.
Okay.
This is Block Swamp, my favourite song.
Cool, cool.
That was Bog Swamp. I don't actually know who sung it. I'm going to look to Leela.
Felicity Urquhart and Josh Cunningham. They are both Australian, obviously, to create such a song. Hilarious. You should honestly Google the lyrics, Tenzing. Very funny.
Okay, I will.
Best song ever.
Best song. Wow, that's debatable, but I'm not okay. I've just got a little fun fact for you, Leela.
Yes.
It's 12 Fridays until Christmas.
Oh, I saw. It's 84 days.
84 days.
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's just my fun fact for you.
It's 29 days till Halloween, so that's the first hurdle. And then we're ready. Christmas shopping starting.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm very excited. But I reckon let's go to local news. I feel like we need a dance. I can't lie, guys. I struggle with camera questions, so just don't judge them. All right. What natural disaster are Canberrans most at risk of this summer season?
Bushfire.
Not quite.
What?
Tsunami.
No. Contrary to what the announcement said.
Yeah, so.
Go back to your bushfire. Just
grass fire.
There you go. Ah. So, yeah, the ACT Rural Fire Service says the seasonal outlook for spring is an average fire season.
Oh,
yeah.
Good on that. Yeah. Fantastic.
Apparently because we had a very dry winter.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm expecting it to be worse than average.
Wait, no,
I
was really wrong. Well, I can't remember now. But anyways, my notes here says that the average fire season was due to the lack of drought conditions and significant rain. I was wrong. So, yes.
I guess it's usually because they do, ever since, when did we have the bushfires? 2020?
2020, yeah.
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 So ever since then, I think they feel like they need to do extra covering to make sure that we are right across it.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened since, which is good.
But, yeah, they're reminding people to just, you know, get prepared, clear out your gutters and stuff and just...
That's smart. It's good. Where my house is, in the 2003 bushfires, it was right on the front lines in Cook. But now they've got all this new development, we're fine. It's fine. All the new guys are going to burn to death this time, not us. It's
and great. They'll burn much quicker because they're built so badly.
Yeah.
But they'll go through that first. All right, question two. This question's really bad, guys. Which of the mini railway rides in Canberra has been placed under a prohibition notice by WorkSafe ACT?
Let's see. There's so many.
Is it Cockenden Green?
No. They're still going through it.
The Yarra Lumla.
It is.
Wait, what happened?
This is pretty bad, actually.
They were just found to not comply to safety regulations during a recent inspection.
And but people are putting their children on the little train.
But Yarra Lumla's like, no, we had a recent inspection and we were fine. And so it's just all...
Did anyone get hurt?
No. Yeah. They were just like, someone could get hurt.
Right.
Maybe they're just learning from Cockenden Green.
Okay.
And 2024, you can never be safe enough, right?
Mm. On miniature trains, you never know what's going to happen. I'm also like, I'm imagining, obviously, like it's a bad thing when the mini train fell off in Cockenden Green, but I'm just imagining it as like this tiny little like, whoop, and it just falls off.
It's not an ominous thing, is it?
No, it's just like a little, anyways. That's,
you're not going to be crushed.
You can't be run over by it. Yeah.
No, there's no other train that's going to go past you.
No, and stuck on the tracks, it will just like stop you.
Exactly. All right, question three. Out of the 107 people who entered the Canberra's biggest karaoke competition, how many were in the running by the grand final? Out of 107.
I didn't know we had a karaoke contest.
Neither did I until I learnt this. It's
how many were running? What does that mean?
How many were in the grand final?
Okay. Well, it would be two?
Nope. A lot more. I was surprised by this.
Is this like teams of people or something?
No, I don't think so. I think it was individual performances.
Wow.
So it was a night and a half, I believe.
A night and a half? Lord, okay. Let's 25.
Go. Slightly more.
37.
Slightly less.
Oh, good stuff.
30.
Yes. So the competition ran over 12 weeks to get to those 30 people left. I know, and it was in like different pubs and stuff. And I'm like, how did I not know about this?
How do you do karaoke?
Competition. Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't even have to have like a really good voice. It could just be like your stage presence as well. And then they also had wild cards. So if you bought like a drink or a meal at one of these pubs during a certain time, you got to go up and just sing randomly.
What if you don't want to?
Maybe you don't have to. I don't know. But like they have that option. They drag you up there.
Interesting.
Mime the song.
Yeah. So more than 350 people came on Saturday to watch the grand sing-off.
What?
Wow.
The first place was Jeremy Leela, known as DJ Cuddles, took home the grand prize of $3,500 in cash.
Oh my word.
He sung Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, good song.
Second place, it's a long name, Dakota. She came second place with $1,500.
Oh my word.
Third place was Robin with $500.
Wow.
And then the surprise wildcard audience member was awarded $500 for an impromptu performance. So I presume like the people that register would practice.
Yes.
And then it's like if you are just a wild card, you just have to go up and sing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty decent. Where was it hosted?
Oh, there was a bunch of different venues, okay. So I'm not sure off the top of my head,
I'm sure the final was at some pub, like Raiders Club or something. Yeah. True Aussie style. Yeah.
What would your karaoke song be?
Ooh.
Do you have one off the top of your head?
Oh.
A song while you're singing in the car and you're like, yeah, I'd be really good at
what's
this.
That?
Hmm.
It's one of the
You've got to sing it for us now.
Oh, what's the it's the one where he's like the with the what's the Disney Beast one? What's that movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Where she runs away and he sings that song. What's
Evermore?
That one.
That's a good song.
Yes. That's good in my range. I can do that one well.
Okay.
You do have a nice deep voice, so I'm sure it will be lovely. We're entering Tenzing next year.
Yeah, agreed.
Honestly, if it's $3,000 for prize, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's a good prize.
It's pretty decent prize.
I know,
well.
And they were saying that they want to do it again next year. They were like, maybe we won't do it for as long, but they were like, we want to make the prize pool bigger. So you could go even bigger than $3,500.
That sounds cool.
All right, question four. Two cameras designed to monitor the health of what animals recovering in the wild have been stolen?
I know this one. Like camera recorders, or what are they called?
Cameras? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
They didn't have a fancy name. Yeah, I know how much the cameras cost, though.
Yeah, roughly, I don't know that.
Roughly $300 each.
So you want what they were surveilling?
Yeah, what animals? Aussie animals.
Wasn't it wombats for the most part? Or was it wombat? Yeah.
It was wombats.
Ah.
So they were stolen from Denman Prospect, two cameras. And these cameras, they're focused on like how wombats' health is going, particularly like ones that are sick or were rescued, and so they can like check in on them. But it's also checking if otherwise healthy animals need help or issues that may impair return to the wild.
Oh, wow. Huh.
So this happened earlier in the year where a couple of kids stole the cameras and they were like, guys, give them back. And then they did within a couple of weeks. So hopefully that happens again with these cameras
returned. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
See, people have to reach in Denman.
Yeah.
They've got nothing better to do.
I just don't know why are you stealing? Like, it's not even like they're super expensive cameras. Like, they're only $300.
Mm.
It's not crazy. I feel like the cameras we have here would be more than $300.
No, or much more. They're basic, like, GoPro things. They just run constantly. They're like a security camera thing. So they're not the most high tech. But
maybe they had a wombat in the backyard and they just wanted to keep an eye.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on it.
All right, and last question. It's another sort of crime one. I was really worried you were going to do it, but you didn't. It's Canberra crime, though. What three fancy cars were stolen from a home in Yarralumla on Sunday? I don't know if you guys know cars.
Rolls Royce?
No.
Maserati?
No.
Tesla?
No.
Porsche?
Yes. That was one of them. There was a dark silver 2018 Porsche, a silver 2023 Aston Martin, and then a silver 2018 Bentley Bentayga? I don't know how to say it, but it was a Bentley. So
fair enough.
Yeah, but they were found on Monday.
Oh,
so
I found where.
Man, there's no business in stealing cars.
Yeah, no.
We always find them again.
Yeah, they were taken in Yarralumla, and then police were like, "We've seen them in Belconnen, but they could be anywhere in Canberra." And then they were found the next day.
It was like that when that dude stole Nick Kyrgios's green Tesla, and then Nick Kyrgios just turned it off with his phone.
I find that so funny. Like, imagine driving it. You're like, "Yeah, I just pulled it off the heist of the year," and then the car's slowing down. You're like, "What? What's going on?"
It's outrageous.
And honestly, stealing from Yarralumla, like, they're all kind of gated homes. Yeah. True. So how?
That is an achievement.
I don't know. That's there. A stupid. See, that's why I didn't make my crime, because it's a stupid thing.
Okay, Leela.
Sorry.
I was struggling. Okay.
No to the thief. You're stupid.
But that was Canberra local news.
Good questions, though. I enjoyed
them. Thanks. I really struggled. I'd written four, and then I was like, there's nothing else. And I was like, I could do a government one. And I was like, that feels so boring. And it's like, which party is doing this? So, yeah. I intruded into your crime territory. So
that's okay. That's fine.
Well, honestly, I think I'm going to intrude into the crime territory as well.
It just shows you the world.
Exactly. Well, I reckon let's go to another song now. This is one that I don't know where I heard it again, but I was like, I think I was just thinking about rain and songs that are rain related, and this song came to me. So this is Why Does It Always Rain On Me by Travis. That was Why Does It Always Rain On Me by Travis. Thoughts?
Very relaxing. I've actually never heard that song. Or
this is
I don't
outrageous.
Think I have.
Mm.
Yeah.
If I've heard it, I couldn't remember it.
Yeah. You're saying it's not a memorable song?
But it's very, like, relaxing. It can definitely be on in the background while you're doing something.
Yeah. It's a very therapeutic song if you turn it up loud and you're at home alone. Just like, why does it always... Not that I've done that. That's so crazy. I'm doing great.
Okay. Is that me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. So, my topic is world news. Nice. Okay, my first question is a bit about crime and stuff, but it's France's Marine Le Pen, who's the leader of the National Rally Party, who's the right-wing party in France, is being in court recently, or currently, over doing a certain thing, and her party also. But what crime has she allegedly committed?
Ooh, she did burnouts
around the Eiffel Tower.
I'm afraid, I'm afraid they didn't catch her for that one.
Is it embezzlement?
It is.
Ooh.
Well done.
Always these people.
Yeah,
the politicians.
Embezzling EU funds. Yeah. Bit naughty, but it might be good if she does get caught for it. But
was it a lot?
Yes, it was quite a lot. If she gets found guilty, it's a 1 million fine for her and a bunch
in
of
euros.
Other people. Yes, in euros, exactly. 1 million
my
euros.
Goodness.
And it will mean she won't be able to run for president, because they've actually got a system where if you're a convicted criminal, you can't run for president.
That sounds
so
smart.
Maybe, yeah. America could learn something there.
Mm.
But then she will just, you know, eat baguettes and...
Yeah.
Well, if she's paid a 1 million fine, though, like, I don't know how much money she'll have left to buy all her little French...
Yeah,
treats.
She might have to bake her own.
I think, sadly, she's got a lot of very rich backers for her party and stuff.
Dear.
So
boring.
I think she'll probably will be able to pay the fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, second question. We've just had the vice president's debates this morning. J.D. Vance is the Trump's vice president. And there's a rumor went around that he had sexual intercourse with a couch, which was apparently published in his memoir. Do you guys know what the name of his memoir was?
Embarrassing Stories.
In Between the Cushions.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
That would have been a good one.
I don't know.
I have to say, it does. Apparently in the book, it doesn't say he had any sexual intercourse with a couch.
Oh, right. So it's
just a rumor that he wrote himself having sex with a couch.
But, did he not get enough attention? And he just, you know.
No comment. I'm not an expert in his.
What's the first letter?
H. It's two words, H-E. H-E is the second,
Happy.
Happy ending.
I don't know. We give up.
It's Hillbilly Elegy.
Oh, that's my second guess.
What a name.
Yes, so yeah, apparently it's all completely false, and anyone who spreads it is... not good and against democracy, you know?
Is this a published memoir?
Yes, yeah. Published in 2016, I believe. Yes, 2016 he published it.
That is funny.
And yeah, no mention of him at all having sexual intercourse with the couch.
That is just so random that it made the news. Weird.
Well, even so, it got popular because Tim Walz, who's the Kamala Harris's vice president, said it in one of his speeches. He went, well, at least I'm not having any fun with couches kind of thing. And everyone thought it was very funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay, third question. This weekend, Albanese has issued a statement saying, I would rather people don't partake in a certain activity, and the New South Wales police are cracking down on it. Do you know what activity and what for this activity is this weekend?
There's a protest of some sort.
Yes.
Something about...
I want to say war protests, but I don't think that's it.
Are we saying this weekend is in the one that
coming.
We just
no,
had
just
or the one
coming up? Oh. So it's a, if you want the dates, it's the 6th and 7th of October is these two events.
So New South Wales police is preparing.
Yes.
So it's in New South Wales, not...
It's also in Victoria, but Victoria's got different laws, so the Victorian police can't actually do anything about the... It is protest, so I'll give you a clue on that, but yeah. What are they protesting? And
so
why does
election...
the Albanese not want it going ahead?
It's not election related. No.
Albanese doesn't want this protest going ahead, or doesn't want an action with the protest?
He doesn't want it really going ahead. Mm. He said it might be a bit insensitive is, I think, the words he used.
I have no idea.
I'm stumped.
I'll give you a clue. It's an anniversary of some event, some world event.
Oh, the October 7 attacks.
Yes.
Hamas.
Well done, yes. So there's going to be a pro-Palestinian protest on the 6th. Mm. And Albanese and the police think it might be a bit insensitive for having a protest just before the anniversary of the biggest massacre of
people.
Yeah,
that's
an interesting timing. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well done. Okay. A recent British politician, I hope I said this right, Rosie Duffield, has just left cabinet, resigned, because she claimed that Keir Starmer, the British PM, has surrounded himself with a group of men and he's not taking any... women's words or say. But what does she label the men around him as? What does she call the group?
Now I have to say something on air. men.
Groupies.
No.
Silly billies. That's what I'd call them.
Baby billies.
Hillbillies.
No. Yeah.
Is it like a common...
Yes.
Mm. Am I allowed to say it on air?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're really getting us on these ones.
It's the lads.
Oh. The lads.
Keir Starmer's lads, apparently.
I prefer mine, the silly guys.
Yeah, apparently he's got a lads culture problem and it's unacceptable. Though lots of other people in the party say she's been a bit annoyed with the party for a while and this is not a new thing. And
she's just finding fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot England got a new prime minister. I feel like he hasn't done much.
He won in a landslide, but he's gone into a very sticky situation, which... everyone's not very happy with, and then they had the big race riots, which then more people were unhappy with, and so there's a lot of stuff. They have, though, just shut down their very last coal-fired power plant for the thing, so they are now completely not relying on coal energy, which is a good thing
that's
for
so
England.
Exciting.
Because, yeah,
good
they actually
England.
Acknowledge, yeah, there's a problem with climate change right now.
Who would have thought?
I am just on the England topic. I watch Gogglebox UK. It's so funny. I really enjoy their commentary.
You prefer
people.
It than the Australian one?
No, I enjoy both.
Yeah.
So I watch
I haven't
kind
seen
of
either of them, so I can't
intermittently. But it's just funny to see it like from a different world perspective. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Okay, my last question is, the Austrians have just had their election. And
I'm feeling really good about this question.
No, good. So what's his name? I've lost track of where I had his name. Herbert Kickl. I hope I said that right. I do not mean to offend any Austrian listeners. That he's just won, and his party has just won for the first time in a long time. But his party, the Austrian Freedom Party, the Freedom Party of Austria, I should say, was founded by a member of what historical organization?
I read this morning. Do you know as well, Leila?
No, go for
it. The Nazis.
It
the
is.
Nazi party.
Yes.
That was going to be my guess.
Okay.
Yes. An ex-Nazi started this party and it's extreme. Yeah, and this guy is wanting to be called the People's Chancellor, which is a term that was also used for a certain
someone
dictator in our past.
Yes.
One of the lads.
Yeah.
One of the
lads. I think it was a bit worse than the lads.
Maybe more the silly billy.
Those are my questions for today. Well done.
Oh. They were also good questions.
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
Thank you.
I learned a lot.
Mm. Definitely. We went like all over geographically.
Yes, I tried to spread it out.
No, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, good job for your first time.
Definitely.
That's very exciting.
Cheers. Well, you also chose this one, Tia.
I did.
In excess. Mm-hmm. Any reason?
It was actually stemmed from Darcy's discussion on our 50th, 25th, how old?
30th.
30th. Our 30th birthday, UCFM's 30th birthday. Darcy was running around asking people if they preferred NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. And I was like, I prefer INXS.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite songs by INXS. So this is Don't Change.
That was Don't Change by INXS. Good song.
Thank you very much. My parents raised me well.
Even though it's well and truly before your time.
Yeah, well, it was their time.
Yes.
They passed along. That's where a lot of my music tastes.
We can enjoy older stuff. Like, I enjoy a good bit of Queen and stuff, and that was way before my time. Like, yeah.
There's hope yet for the future.
ABBA's still really popular as
I
well.
I love
kind of
ABBA.
Yeah,
that's like my favourite band.
Yes.
I went to the ABBA Museum in Sweden, and that's like the highlight of my life.
Have you done one of those silent parties where they've got ABBA in the headphones?
The silent discos?
Yes.
I believe that's in my Instagram bio, that's what my life goal is.
Ah.
My
Do you want a fun fact about the ABBA guys? You know the blonde girl, I don't know her name, but she's a Nazi baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she very... Blonde, blue eyes.
She was born in Norway, and her mum was selected to be part of the Aryan breeding program.
Wow.
But then once the Nazis were defeated, there was huge discrimination against anyone who partook in that, so they moved to Sweden and then joined ABBA.
There you go.
Yeah.
Huh. Fancy that.
That's a fun fact. Thanks so much today.
Yeah. We're doing a disco party in March in Sydney.
You were?
Mm-hmm. It's an 80s and 90s theme.
Can I come?
Look at it. Eventbrite tickets.
Oh, my God.
It's in the town hall, and there's like a massive moon that they're suspending.
Ooh.
And then it's going to be 80s and 90s with DJs.
That sounds so cool. I went to a Mamma Mia themed night at the basement or the Baso on my birthday, and it was really good.
Was it? That's hilarious. Like two opposites coming together.
Basement.
Have you been at the basement, Tenzing?
I've passed through.
I've been there once. It was an eye-opening experience.
The floor is sticky, but it's less sticky than it has been.
I like the ceiling more than the floor.
That's fair. The ceiling's pretty cool. I had some friends from Sydney come down. They were like, wow, there's guitars on the ceiling. And I was like, yeah, let's hope they don't fall.
There's lots of money there.
Yeah.
Instead of stealing cars at Yarralumla,
Baso. We are not endorsing stealing things from the basement. If anything goes missing, it's not our responsibility.
Let's do crime. What did you think about your first episode?
Oh, great fun.
Yeah.
Look forward to coming back.
Excellent. Good. We shall see you next week. Thank you.
Indeed.
Well, you can catch the replay on UCFM and iHeartRadio on Saturday at 1 o'clock as part of Weekend Rewind. And if you enjoyed any of our comments today, which I'm sure you have.
Absolutely.
Please comment and let us know on our socials at @theowl_UC. Until next time, that's Al from us. We'll be right back.